Job seekers are getting more creative about getting noticed these days. Social networking sites such as LinkedIn, Plaxo, or Twitter are transforming the job search process. With the unemployment rate at a level not seen since the early 1980s, competition among job seekers is fierce. Kurt Weyerhauser is a recruiter at the Kensington Stone Executive Search Agency in Los Angeles, California.
We've only scratched the surface. There's no telling where things are going to be going in the next 5 to 10 years. In many ways, social media is like the wild, wild west, and it's still, you know, uncertain as to how it's going to evolve. But there's some very interesting things that I think give people tremendous benefit today. And I will tell you, most of it is absolutely free. The use of LinkedIn, for instance, or Plaxo, which are professional job-seeking social media sites, I think are absolute musts. And since they're free, it's a no-brainer. It's a very effective way to connect with people in a way that you couldn't any other way.
Now, you were saying that this is not something that you should expect immediate results from. This is something to be built up over a period of time.
Well, it definitely becomes more powerful the longer you've been on it. But I will tell you that it can go very quickly with a professional site that's dedicated to job searches like LinkedIn. What I was talking about in terms of it takes time to really get some real benefit from is using social media in a very different way, and that is in a way to enhance your credibility and your visibility. And that can be done now also, in many cases, absolutely free. And that, I think the most powerful thing people can do is exhibit thought leadership about what they know, the job that they perform, the function, the industry they're in, developments that they see coming, you know, speaking about things that they really know.
Well, now, you can put all of this information out online, but there's a caveat. Be careful of what you post.
When it comes to blogs and so forth, absolutely, there are major issues. First of all, you have to have something important enough to say. You know, just saying anything is not enough. Because instead of looking like you are really like you have something important to say, it can look like you have nothing to say, and it really doesn't strengthen your credibility or your visibility that much, if that's the case. But I guess what I'm talking about in terms of be wary of what you say is in areas that have nothing to do with job search and nothing to do with exhibiting thought leadership, but it's in your private sphere where you aren't even thinking about a job. You know, a private Twitter account where, you know, Twitter basically asks the question, what are you doing right now? And there's an immediacy to it. It's in the now. And so the typical thing that people will do is if they're at a party, they're a little bit inebriated, they're feeling kind of funny, they might write something absolutely crazy in that moment that makes absolute sense. In another instance, you may have a blow-up with your boss, go back to your office, and send a tweet to Twitter that you hate working, you hate your job, and you hate your boss. 3 years later, you sit down to an interview, and you think you're going to talk about your experience, you think you're going to talk about your capabilities and your achievements, and the first thing they ask you is, what does this mean? And they show you a line that they found on the Internet that says you hate working, you hate your job, and you hate your boss. Now, that's a horrible situation to be in, mm-hmm. because you're literally coming, you're literally starting from behind.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've had circumstances like that where it's not illegal, it's not unethical, it's merely poor judgment. But I can't dismiss it, because if there was ever a problem down the line and the person didn't work out, I would have to wonder, was that the smoking gun that would have given us the hint that we shouldn't have hired them?
I guess the bottom line is, if you want to tweet, if you want to go to Facebook or MySpace or any of those other online venues, just put your professional face on if that's what you want people to see.
Well, you know, you're right. And I will say that I've received some criticism because people have said, what you're suggesting is that I should fake who I am online. And I said, no, that's the farthest from what I'm saying. Look, you and three buddies going to a football game are going to behave very differently than you and your family attending a funeral. But you are yourself in both cases. It's the environment, the situation that dictates how you behave. And the only thing I'm suggesting is when you go online, you have to define who you should be, because you do not want to have things come back that could damage you or hurt you or require you to explain yourself 5 years from now. And that, I think, is a really important point, that social media is defined as much by its permanency as it is by its immediacy. People are lulled in by the immediacy, hey, it's in the now. They don't have a clue, or they're not thinking that what they're writing could literally show up 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 years later. And that's really the big unknown. We're creating a digital footprint right now as we're all testing the waters. A little example is that I was toying around with Twitter way before it was really popular. And I put in a comment one time that I'm in Hollywood eating a Pinkberry frozen yogurt. And lo and behold, 3.5 years later, when I Googled myself, that is one of the things that popped up. I wish I would have said something more thoughtful. Mm-hmm. Number two is this, I said to myself, thank God I didn't say anything more crazy.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that people may or may not be consciously thinking about is their email address when they send you some communications. Maybe they are this is the most professional resume in the universe. They are the best qualified people for the job, but their email address is all messy.
That is something that seems so minor, but it's not. Everything communicates, and I will tell you that this is something that happens all the time. Many people do not send resumes from their current companies. So typically they will send it from a personal email account. And it happens all the time. Big Goofy Ruthie or Big Dingy 75 or something like that. And you know what? It's not the end of the world. But for crying out loud, it creates a poor image.